Daring. Drew Campy's father owned a grocery store that sold Fruit Lumps. Every kid craved Fruit Lumps. Drew usually had a big bag with him, and if he was feeling generous, he might spare one or two. Drew liked doing ridiculous things and making kids laugh. One day, he decided he would think up crazy dares. "I dare you, Tilly Baker," he said, "to wear two different shoes and your uniform back to front. If you do it, I'll give you two Fruit Lumps." That was an easy dare for Tilly Baker. She wasn't a shy kid. Besides, she thought her uniform looked cool back to front. The kids laughed quietly when she came into the room, but she just opened her fist and showed them the Fruit Lumps. She did look weird, though, with one gym shoe and one sandal.
"Have you got a sore foot?"
Miss Kelly asked, peering over her glasses. Tilly began to limp and mumbled something, but Miss Kelly had already moved on. At interval, Drew announced the next crazy dare. "When the class is working quietly, who dares to sing Ba Ba Black Sheep in a loud voice?" he asked, jiggling the bag of Fruit Lumps.
"That's ridiculous," said Katie.
"Embarrassing," said Holly.
"I think it's hilarious," said Jack.
"I'll do it, but I need at least four Fruit Lumps."
Miss Kelly hardly stopped for a second as Jack
started to sing
the nursery rhyme.
"Nice," she said. "I think you should audition for Britain's Got Talent."
The next day, Drew came to school with a fake mouse. It was so
lifelike.
Tilly screeched when he held it in front of her.
"Miss Kelly is not reacting to anything," he said. "I dare someone to put this mouse in her lunchbox."
Miss Kelly's lunch was in a clear container, wrapped in cling film.
"It's worth six Fruit Lumps," continued Drew persuasively.
"Not enough," said Matt. "I'll do it for 10.
10? Drew paused. "Only if Miss Kelly screeches. 8 if she doesn't," he said.
Matt put the mouse in the lunchbox all right. He placed it head down as if it had
eaten through
the wrapped sandwich. At lunchtime, every kid's eyes were on Miss Kelly as she reached for her lunchbox.
"Oh, a beautiful little mouse," she twittered.
She picked it out gently and stroked it.
"You must be hungry," she said.
Miss Kelly walked to the window with the plastic mouse and threw it into the bushes.
"Get your own lunch," she called after it.
Annie was a quiet kid. She observed from the sidelines, never quite getting involved. Drew walked up to her at lunchtime.
"I'll give you this whole bag of Fruit Lumps," he said, "if you can get Miss Kelly to really react."
"What do I have to do?" asked Annie.
"I'll make it easy for you," said Drew, "as you haven't done a dare before. Wear these raisins on your teeth and smile constantly at everyone, especially Miss Kelly."
"That's worth it for a whole bag of Fruit Lumps," said Annie.
Annie squashed the raisins on her teeth. She looked like a crazy alien. Then, suddenly, her lips swelled and she began wheezing, her breath coming in short, frantic gasps. Her lips and eyes began to swell, and a red rash appeared on her face and neck. Then Annie fell to the ground. After that, it was
total chaos.
Kids running in all directions, shouting for Miss Kelly. Miss Kelly, Drew discovered, could sure react when she needed to, and fast. An ambulance arrived, and Annie was carried away. Miss Kelly peered over her glasses, eyes grim.
"Annie had a serious reaction to the raisins," she said.
It was anaphylaxis. She wrote it on the whiteboard.
"Research it," she said. "Some dares are all right," continued Miss Kelly, "if they are not harmful or embarrassing.
but sometimes a person can feel pressured to do something dangerous just to fit in. This is when a dare is very wrong.
Miss Kelly wrote on the whiteboard, I dare you to inspire someone.
That's your dare, she said, and it is worth a whole box of fruit lumps.